Welcome to the David Spoon Experience right here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. We want to let you know what's going on. We just received some information from the National Weather Service. The National Weather Service has issued for San Diego a tornado warning for west central San Diego County in southwestern California. This tornado warning, is until 3:30, until 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. This was issued at 2:56. The Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado. This is a dangerous storm, and it's located, now listen to me, primarily over Torrey Pines, University City, La Jolla, Miramar, Sorrento Valley, Del Mar Heights, Mira Mesa, Carmel Valley, and the Torrey Preserve. So in any of those areas, you need to be aware. Now, as you know, this show is live. We do not have the capacity to give you the updated information that a typical local outlet, news outlet would. But if you are in any of these areas, if you are in Torrey Pines, La Jolla, University City, Miramar, Sorrento Valley, Del Mar Heights, Mira Mesa, Carmel Valley, or the Torrey Preserve, then what you need to do is be aware there's a tornado warning in effect till 3:30. I want to make sure you understand this is not a tornado watch. This is a tornado warning. And I want you to be aware and keep yourself safe. And I would think that the logical thing to do, most of us were taught, you don't hang around in front of glass. You don't put yourself in a position where you can get hurt. And you should have confidence that the Lord is with you. No freaking out. So that's the key component. All right, so I'm being told to, let's see, here are some of the instructions. Let's see if we can get some of this. You take cover, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. I just said that. Avoid windows. Thank you. If you are in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourselves from flying debris. I'm being told, is there an aeroproof? Is there additional locations that I'm not seeing on the sheet of paper? Or is it
that's what we were told. There should be other locations that there's possible sightings.
Okay, so there's other locations. So, I see right here. There's also this impacts also Escondido, San Pasqual, Rancho Santa Fe, Forest Ranch, Highland Valley, Del Sur, and Rancho Bernardo. So a lot of the North County and a lot of the La Jolla area in these areas here, you just need to be aware of it. Let's say it again. I want to make sure that we're kind of on spot here. And that's this. You're supposed to take cover, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. I don't need to stress the simplicity of this. Do not be looking out the windows trying to look at the storm while it's taking place. You can wait 30 minutes, 45 minutes to get an update. Stay away from windows, please. If you are in a mobile home or you are outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter and protect yourself from flying debris. And you want to be careful. Do you need to be fearful that you're that? No, you have a confidence in the Lord God Almighty, that the Lord is your shepherd and you shall not want. So just be at peace, relax, but do the proper things and the right things that are set before you. And we want you to be aware that as far as we understand, this is a tornado warning. It is not a watch. There's a difference between a watch and a warning. That means that it is the imminent activity of a tornado is right there. And so we're asking everybody who's listening to us, anybody that can hear us, to please take the necessary precautions. We're going to use this whole intro for this purpose because it's important to communicate it. And any kind of additional information we get, we will give you. Anything that comes off the National Weather Service will be glad to give you. But the precautionary actions is to take cover, move to a basement or an interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building. Avoid windows. Stay away from windows. If you're in a mobile home or outdoors, move to the closest substantial shelter. Protect yourself from flying debris. This is the type of situation where I'm looking out right now, looking out our studio. We're on the fifth floor right off La Jolla Village Drive. And it is, you just can't see anything except for, I mean, it looks clouded everywhere, except every once in a while I can see something flying by a window. So you need to be kind of careful here. Be aware, these are covering, let's go over the cities just one more time. University City, La Jolla, Torrey Pines, Miramar, Sorrento Valley, Del Mar Heights, Mira Mesa, Carmel Valley, and Torrey Preserve, as well as Escondido, San Pasquale, Rancho Santa Fe, 4S Ranch, Highland Valley, Del Sur, and Rancho Bernardo. Hey, folks, this doesn't happen often, and we are blessed to be here in this city, and there's no point in letting a spirit of fear consume you. And while you hear the noise, I hearken back to what they used to say back in the day, how the wonderfulness of God, and when you hear the thunder, that's the Lord bowling. That's, and then when there's a strike, then you get it. See if the Lord's bowling, and then there's a strike. You see how that works? That's how that works. You don't have a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And who's a comforter more than the Lord God Almighty? So if you're out there and you're kind of like freaking out, take a step back, take a deep breath, and relax. Okay? That's the main thing to do in these processes, is just relax. When we get more information, we will be glad to give it. We're going to be breaking in about a minute or so. If there's anything that comes, to us, we'll be glad to read it to you. When we come back, we're going to read it again. Why is this the story of the moment, or why are we talking about this? Because we want you to be safe and smart. Okay? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Be thankful this season and get to Team Kia of El Cajon, because we want to get you out of your trade. You'll save $6,000 off the purchase of select new 2015 Kias in stock. Plus, we want to approve your credit today. Brand new 2015 Kia Optima lease, just $89 a month, or $6,000 off any select new Kia in stock with any trade.
Dude, let's take another road trip to Team Kia of El Cajon.
Call 866-680-7649 for all the details.
Dear open road explorers, four-wheeling fun lovers, millennials on a mission, carpoolers, co-pilots, and weekend cruisers, this month's for you. Thanks to the new car dealers of San Diego County, January is an unbelievable time to buy a new car. We know you can't resist that feeling of wind in your hair, heated seats at your back, and extra cash in your pockets. That's why the car dealers of San Diego are happy to offer you brand new models, stacked inventories, closeout deals, and extended year-end rebates. Welcome to Highway Heaven. So get out your driving gloves, your road trip snacks, your speed-worthy shades, and take the next exit to one of the new car dealers in San Diego County. Because whether you're beach-bound, school-bound, or heading out of bounds, there's a special deal waiting for you. Brought to you by the San Diego Radio Broadcasters Association.
Did your financial advisor lose 30% of your life savings in the last bear market? Are you afraid it could happen again? I'm Pastor David Mitchell, founder of New Venture on Wall Street, a company that specializes in teaching you how to cut out the middleman and take control of your money. At our two-day training session, you'll learn how business principles from the Bible, combined with our powerful skill sets for stock trading, can give you the ability to make informed financial decisions for your family. Having control can give you peace of mind even in an uncertain market, because nobody cares as much about your hard-earned money as you do. New Venture on Wall Street. Build your legacy.
Coming to the DoubleTree Hotel, Mission Valley, January 22nd and 23rd. Only $99.95 for your entire household, plus a free ticket for a friend and full money-back guarantee. To register, call 877-907-TRADE. That's 877-907-8723. Or go to NVOWS.com. That's NVOWS.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, you're more than welcome to by sending an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Be careful out there. There is a tornado warning for much of West Central San Diego County. We want to make sure you take care, take cover, move to a basement or interior room on the lowest floor of a sturdy building, and avoid windows, please. That's a big deal, to avoid windows. All right, now that we've talked about that and you recognize what's going on, you don't have to freak out every 3 seconds like, relax, okay? If this was the time, then this would be the time, right? You just kind of want to hear,
hey, God's in control.
Oh, man, I would love this would be perfect. People say, you know, do you want the Lord to come at this point or at this point? I want him to come every second of every day. I want the Lord to come when I get up, when I'm walking through the day, when I'm going to bed. Right now is perfect. But Dave, it doesn't fit theology. Oh, well, I don't care. Come back, Lord Jesus, come back. That's all I want. You got some flutterworts and different things. People, just be careful.
Common sense.
Yeah, be careful. Use a little bit of wisdom here. And speaking of that, let's take a minute here to talk about this. Let's talk about a DDD, devotional diamond of the day. How about that? You want to do a DDD? I think it's a good idea. We're going to do a DDD. Ooh, of course, it's not going to have a wind in the title. DDD called Up, Up, Up. Up, Up, Up. How about that? Ready? Here we go. Psalm 40, verse 5. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why down? Why so disquieted? Do you know how they're talking right now? And we're talking right now about a tornado warning, not a watch. And then what happens inside our spirit is we get like uppity. We get like, agitated. Almost agitated would be not even a bad term for it. And the Lord in Scripture says to us, well, okay, why so disquieted? Why so agitated? Why so frumpy? Or why so grumpy? Or why so fearful? Why are you these things? Hope in God. That's your answer. If you're looking for an answer to get out of the problem that you're in, the answer is to hope in God. If you're looking for the solution to the mess that's around you, then hope in God. If you're looking to understand everything that God ever does, you're out of luck. Because that's not going to happen. God's not going to explain everything to you. You're human. But there's a confidence we can have in the Lord. We do not have to be disquieted on the inside of us. And here's what David said in the Psalm. Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him. Listen to that. For I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. Why would you yet praise him? You would yet praise him because the hope is coming. And you can praise him now and in the process of hope delivered. Let me tell you something. All the stuff that they throw at you in the world, like through the media and through all these different elements, none of these make for you and the communion you can have with God through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ to bring you a peace from which you find grace. Now, it's rough outside, and it's rough in the world, and it's rough in a lot of places. But there is a hope in God, and you shall keep your steadfast vision fixed on that hope in God. Do we want everything to be peaceful and perfect all the time? You bet. Who doesn't want that? Everybody wants to be able to take a pill and never have to deal with anything. Well, I can tell you what pill you're allowed to take. It's called the gospel. That's what you can take. And you need to use that in your system to recognize the love that God has for you, the mercy that he shows you, the grace that he grants you. Why so disquieted? Why so uncomfortable? Most of the time, it's because our vision is so far away from God that we try to do everything in our own power. Here's an answer. Stop it. Ready? Stop it. This is when I'm doing something wrong, this is what the Lord does. Stop that. Sometimes you just got to cut it out. Have confidence in the Lord. Why are you cast down? Why are you disquieted? What is the matter? Hope in God. He has the answer. He is the answer. Don't walk in a spirit of fear, but in of power, love, and a sound mind. And I do like what Robo Producer said. Very solid. Use common sense in some of these things. Come on. Use logical process here. If you're in a place, keep yourself in a safe place. But this is a perfect time to pray, a perfect time to commune, a perfect time. Okay? And just in case you wanted to know, the Weather Service is already lifting the warning in regards to tornadoes. So take a deep breath, relax, and remember, Jesus was on the boat asleep when the boat was going nutty cuckoo, and he woke up and he just said, "Peace, be still." And then he turned to his disciples and said, "Why don't you have any faith?" You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, and we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Okay, let's say you need new windows. You want to save water and money with synthetic grass. You need legal advice. Or maybe you unfortunately have bug problems. Or you're looking to go solar. There's only one place to find a pro for the services you need. The Pro Center at KPRZ.com. You'll find quality providers like Ecola Termite and Pest Control for powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Voted best green exterminator by a leading magazine. The Pro Center at KPRZ.com.
Wax and Glow Spa and Wax Center in San Diego is offering half price on their services, servicing both men and women. It's time to relax your body and treat yourself to full services at Wax and Glow. Love your skin by utilizing advanced skin treatments to reduce the appearance of sun damage, fine lines, wrinkles, and even skin tone. Go now to crazypricemall.com to get the maximum spa experience. Your spa service awaits your arrival.
No one is more secure than the one who is held in God's hand.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Bill Crowder. The clock tower at Westminster, which contains the bell known as Big Ben, is an iconic landmark in London, England. It is traditionally thought that the melody of the tower chimes was taken from the tune of "I Know That My Redeemer Liveth" from Handel's Messiah. Words were eventually added and put on display in the clock room. "Lord, through this hour be thou our guide, so by thy power no foot shall slide." These words allude to Psalm 37. The Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their lives. Though they stumble, they will never fall, for the Lord holds them by the hand. Notice how intimately involved God is in His children's experience. He delights in every detail of their lives. Verse 31 adds, "The law of their God is in their hearts. Their feet do not slip." How extraordinary! The Creator of the universe not only upholds us and helps us, but He also cares deeply about every moment we live. No wonder the Apostle Peter was able to confidently invite us to cast all your anxiety on Him, because He cares for you. As the assurance of His care rings in our hearts, we find courage to face whatever comes our way. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Local, national, and heavenly talk for San Diego on the David Spoon Experience from K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. It is our understanding that the Weather Service has lifted the warning for the tornadoes. That does not mean that you can just go about and stick your face up against a window. Okay, let's not do stupid things. We don't support that. I do want to let you know two things. One, I want to remind you about Whitefields Ministries. And our good friend Steve Wheeler going to be on the show a week from tomorrow talking about ministry, reaching people who never have a chance to hear the gospel. And listen to this. Also bringing drinking water to villages that use cesspools as their water supplies. How about that is disgusting? Well, what Whitefields Ministries do, one of the things they do in their ministry is they go into a community and they set up a filter and people can have clean drinking water and not die from some of the bacteria and some of the disease that's in the water. Like, okay, yeah, I don't know how you don't support that. And then they support pastors being in different villages, creating churches, advancing the kingdom of God in places that are 50, 60, or 100 miles away from civilization. It's like, that's cool. Check out whitefields.org and see if you make a connection. And here's something I want to say. If you don't worry about it. But if you do, if you feel a pull in your heart, like the Holy Spirit's like pulling you in, then respond to it. I mean, just, you know, yield to them. I mean, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God, Romans 8:14. And if the Holy Spirit moves on you, respond. And if he doesn't, don't worry about it. You can always pray for him in your intercessory prayer when you're praying for different ministries. Nothing wrong with that. Also, a quick reminder for those that are interested in the half-price tuition, I do want to bring that up because we are going to have some pretty interesting – we've got some interesting news coming up. We're going to have some additional colleges throughout the country participating with us, so we're kind of excited about that. You'll have a chance to go do an online degree, a Bachelor of Arts degree online at half price from an accredited university, which is like, okay, that's cool. Final reminder on regards to the weather, just keep yourself safe. Don't do anything silly. Don't freak out. Don't let the spirit of fear take over, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Speaking of scripture, as I was indirectly doing, we're going to do a DDD, devotional diamond of the day. It's called Listen Up. Listen Up. Again, Nehemiah. And I've been telling people before, a devotional diamond of the day, that is when I'm reading scripture, just simple, like every morning, and something pops off the page and like, ooh, look at that, look at that. And then it's like, oh, and then I want to talk about it. And somehow it morphs its way into a mini mix sermon. That's like kind of how it goes. So Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 2 through 3. Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 2 through 3 says this. On the first day of the seventh month, Ezra the priest brought the law before the assembly of men, women, and all who could listen with understanding. While he was facing the square in front of the water gate, he read out of it from daybreak until noon before the men and the women and those who could understand. And all the people listened attentively to the book of the law. And that's the thing that stuck out for me. That's the, you know, when you're, you know, when you're looking at scripture and things kind of jump out at you, that was the thing that really caught my attention, so to speak, is that they were listening attentively. Now, why is that important? Well, first of all, it was men and women and those who could understand. And while I have a lot of respect for people that have whatever your age is in your church, I have zero problem with this. In this particular circumstance, it was men and women and those who could comprehend what was being spoken. And it started in the morning, which you could probably guess is close to 6 a.m. ish, right? If you're going to use an ish, that's going to be close. But then it goes till noon, about 6 hours, a long time, long sermon. I guess complaining about a 35-minute sermon doesn't seem quite right when you hear that they spent 6 hours going, amen, amen. That's a lot of stuff. But here's something that they did that I think is fantastic, and I want to incorporate this in our lives, or let me rephrase it. I want us to incorporate it more in our lives than we are now, which is not saying you're not doing it or I'm not doing it, but maybe we can even do it better. And that's this. They listened attentively, which means they paid attention. They were seeking to hear and understand what was being taught. The reason that I bring that up is this. There are a lot of churches, and I was a pastor at one of them, where we're encouraging Bible reading and prayer. Pretty important. pretty important process in understanding our relationship with God. In a relationship with God, you talk to him through prayer. He talks to you through his word. You establish a relationship and connection. He also talks to you in the stillness. He also talks to you through fellowship and through giving and through serving and different elements like that. But it is a communication of sorts. But sometimes you'll get to Bible reading, and what will you do? You'll read your Bible. Get this, to read your Bible. Because somebody said, read your Bible. Oh, I should read my Bible then. And you're not reading your Bible to listen. You're reading your Bible to read your Bible. And there's a difference. When you're reading the Word of God, there's nothing wrong and everything right with taking just a moment and just saying, Lord, you know, open up these kind of stubborn ears. Open up this blocked up mind that's got all this worldly stuff kind of crawling through it. And help me to kind of bring that to a low and turn on my antenna so I can hear what it is you're trying to say. In other words, engage in the Word of God with an active or a practical, common sense engagement with the Lord, trying to hear what he has to say. Now, I'm one of those terrible people, a little bit more legalistic than most, and I have a time frame where I read Scripture for a certain amount of time and da-da-da every day. And I've been doing this like for my whole Christian walk. But if in the first 5 minutes of you reading the Bible, the Lord speaks to you about something really particular, I would think the next maybe 25 minutes wouldn't be as important as the first 5 minutes where he just spoke to you. So it's not really an issue of how much time you spend in the Word as much as how much you listen while you're in the Word. So if the Lord speaks to you in the first 5 minutes and that's the issue he's pounding and talking to you about and working with you in, yeah, maybe focus on that, because all the other reading is you fulfilling a time obligation versus you engaging with God. If the Lord said to me, Dave, you're not doing a good job of being courteous. Whatever else I read, the one thing I know is I'm not doing a good job of being courteous. I'm reading 1 Corinthians 13 going, oh, ouch. Oh, yeah, I can't put my name in that. Nope, can't insert my name there. And it's like, if that's the case, I need to do better, right? That's what I need to be focusing in on. What I'm encouraging you to do is simply this, a better job of listening, a more active job of listening. And let me tell you something that's really cool. If you could get into that zone, and I've been there a couple of times. I don't stay there, but I try to get there a pretty regular basis. It's more interesting to open up the Word and say, what do you want to say to me today? Than it is to say, I fulfilled my time obligation and spent this amount of time in the Word. Get into the Word to hear what God has to say. Attentively listen to the book of the law and watch it change who you are. Inside and out. How fun is that? I think that's a lot of fun. I'm going to go with yes. All right, Robert Johnson hanging out in the studio with us. And we're going to have a fantastic time talking about the USS Midway. When we get back, we're going to take our break here and then come back. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Hang on.
From the San Diego studios of KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
In a few weeks, hundreds of thousands of people will join the March for Life in Washington, D.C. What if there were three times that many praying? Please stay tuned to Breakpoint.
From the Colson Center for Christian Worldview, here's Eric Metaxas with Breakpoint.
January 22nd is the 43rd anniversary of the worst Supreme Court decision in our nation's history. With Roe v. Wade, seven robed men gave America some of the most permissive abortion on demand laws in the world. Since that time, nearly 60 million unborn children have been killed in the womb. This month, January, is the month so many American Christians memorialize the unborn through Sanctity of Life Sunday, this year on January 17th, and the March for Life on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. on January 22nd. And the day before the march, John Stone Street and I will be speaking at two events, the Anglicans for Life Conference and the Evangelicals for Life Conference, co-hosted by Focus on the Family and the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. As you may know, John and I are very passionate about this issue. My wife runs a pregnancy care center here in New York City, and John's mother ran one in Virginia. Now, if you can join us in Washington, D.C., please do. But if you can't, you can still be part of the most significant cause of our day, the cause for life. How? Well, the Colson Center has prepared a free downloadable booklet called 21 Days of Prayer for Life. We want to see millions of Christians appeal together to heaven to end this grave evil. This full-color booklet was co-written by John Stonestreet and top pro-life apologist Scott Klusendorf and is co-sponsored by the top pro-life groups in America, Students for Life, Focus on the Family, Save the Storks, the March for Life, Life Training Institute, CareNet, and others. The booklet will guide you through a three-week journey to pray for all of the victims of abortion, the unborn, expectant mothers and fathers in crises, siblings, grandparents, and yes, even abortion clinic workers. It also includes prayers for pastors as well as politicians and policymakers, an especially important group in this election year. You see, Roe v. Wade, as bad of a decision as it was, did not settle the abortion debate in America. We're arguably, as a nation, more unsettled on this issue today than at any point since the decision was rendered. And there was serious momentum for the pro-life cause in 2015, especially with the Planned Parenthood expose videos. What better way for that momentum to continue in 2016 than to start the year with prayer? But there's something else powerful about this prayer guide. Each day features beautiful stories of life, of the dad who chose life for his son with Down syndrome, of the sibling who found peace for the loss of her aborted sister and forgiveness for her mom, of the student who courageously stood for life in a hostile college classroom. These stories will inspire you to also pick up the mantle and stand for life. And as you pray, this guide will equip you to have pro-life conversations with your friends and neighbors. Did you know you can defend the dignity of unborn life through science and philosophy? Could you use some talking points of fetal development and how to graciously answer the red herring arguments you often hear, like, don't like abortion? Well, don't have one. Well, then you need this prayer guide. So here's what you can do. Come to breakpoint.org and click on the link for this prayer guide. You can download it for free right from our website. And please, please, will you think of five people you could share this with and forward the link to them? And don't forget your pastor. Maybe your small group or Bible study or family or homeschool group or Christian school class will commit together to pray for life this January. And Facebook and Twitter would be great ways to share the prayer guide as well. Again, come to breakpoint.org and download 21 Days of Prayer for Life. God bless you. For Breakpoint, this is Eric Metaxas.
You can get the daily Breakpoint transcript delivered directly to your email inbox. Just go to breakpoint.org and click on the subscribe button. It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'm hanging out here in the studio with Robert Johnson from the Midway, USS Midway Museum. I'm telling you folks, if you want to hear 10 great minutes of radio, you're going to hear it right now. First of all, Robert, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you. And I just want people to know that for those that are unaware, website-wise, midway.org.
Yes.
www.midway.org. Their phone number to reach them, and when you hear what we're going to talk about, you're going to be like, okay, give me that again. 619-544-9600. 619-544-9600. Robert, just tell people who are maybe unaware a little bit about Midway, the USS Midway, USS Midway Museum, and the overnight program that you guys have. So maybe take about a minute talking about the USS Midway Museum, mm-hmm. and then go into the program.
Okay, it starts with the ship, the USS Midway. You know, she commissioned back in 1945 at the end of World War II. She was the longest-serving aircraft carrier in the 20th century, 47 years on the water.
Wow.
Then she retired in 1992, long service record. Then she sat pretty much dormant for 10 years until some people in the city had the vision to bring her down here as a museum. There were some mixed reactions, some pushbacks, cooler heads prevailed. She finally opened up in 2004 as a museum. So we've been there now for 11 years.
Wow.
And has turned out to be the most visited floating ship museum in the world. We're proud of her.
Now, that is amazing. So you guys didn't know. You kind of put it together and you're like, okay, we're doing our best to communicate to people what the history is, what the sense of the history is for people to understand the service of this ship. And now it becomes like the number one visited element in the community and in the county. And it's like, does that just blow your mind?
In the world.
in the world.
Absolutely. And perhaps location has a little bit to do with it right there on the Navy Pier. But we're pretty proud of the ship, and the ship has a draw of its own, and we're really glad to have her there.
All right. Now, talk to me about what you guys are doing, because what people don't understand is they'll sit there and they'll think, whoa, wait a minute, Dave. You talk about the USS Midway. What has this got to do with Christianity? What's this got to do with youth groups, or what's this got to do with overnights? What are we talking about? Tell them what it is.
The museum. People come and visit the museum during the course of the day, and then we also have an education department. And there's a educational bend to it, and we bring the students on board. We also have the overnight education department. And so youth groups, every weekend just about throughout the year, can come and spend the night and learn about the ship and have a little experience, a little outing. And that youth group has grown into now over 46 nights a year where churches, schools, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, YMCAs, they all come on board and they spend the night. And that's the program that we run, and they have their experience there. And they have a lot of fun doing it.
When you guys do that, is there an educational process where you're connecting the history from the military point of view and then the spiritual connection that has to the history of the United States?
Well, we're not shy about telling them that freedom is not free. In fact, that's one of our markers. The kids are yelling that. And also not shy about telling them that they should respect the boys and the women that wear the uniform, that live this life so we can have our great country the way it is. So we definitely live that connection with the kids. They leave with a healthy dose of patriotism and understanding of appreciation of service. And the example of service comes right out of the good book.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so how many kids are you able to accommodate? So let's say you got a youth leader and he's listening to the program. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, hold on. I've heard about this before. And sometimes it takes two or three times for people to get the engine going in the brain.
Right.
And they're like, so if I want to have my youth group kind of come there, how many kids, is there a minimum? Is there a maximum? How does that work? What does that look like from a practicality point of view?
We have multiple groups attending each weekend. We get the scouts come on board and the churches and schools. The minimum of a group should be about 20.
Okay.
And the max, I can have up to 350 if I wanted to on board.
So you can have 300. That'd be a challenge, though, right?
That'd be the upper end. But really, it's about the groups coming on board. You want to have small enough to have enough individual attention and have a lot of fun on the ship. They learn about what it takes for a city at sea to operate, all the coordination. It's amazing. The kids come on board. They know it's a floating airport. But they learn after a while, everybody doesn't actually fly an airplane. In fact, very few guys actually fly the airplanes. There's only 70 planes on board, but there's 4,500 souls on board to make that ship operate.
You got there's 4,000 people on a ship like that?
4,500 souls on board.
Wow.
Yeah.
And out of that, you got 70 airplanes?
Yeah, that's a city at sea that has to operate and coordinate a lot of support actions. And
wow.
The kids, this realization comes to them through the course of the evening. Oh, somebody has to work in the engine room, and somebody has to wash the dishes, and somebody has to prepare the steam, and it's all that coordination to make the city at sea happen.
That's amazing, because really what people don't realize is how important the support systems are, and that's kind of part of the education that the kids will get in going through this process, right? Well, they'll see, you got 70 planes, but you got 4,500 souls. It takes 4,430 souls to make it so that there can be 70 people who can fly planes.
Exactly.
And people don't realize that ratio. That's an enormous, enormous challenge to the mind, because people just think, a guy gets in a plane, gasses it up, puts a little gasoline in, off he goes, and he comes back.
And David, there's more to it than that, because it's not just the USS Midway. An aircraft carrier never goes to sea by herself, always with escorts. It's called a strike group, a couple of destroyers, a couple of frigates, a supply ship, maybe even a submarine. So there's other ships along with them, all full of servicemen and women that are helping that ship on their
So there could
duty.
Be, you take a ship out like that, there could be as many as 5,500, 6,000, 7,000. That's enormous.
Yes. Yep.
All right, so let's get back to what we're communicating to the community, which is the Youth Overnight Adventures. You got one taking place April 22nd.
It's a very special date. We have these events just about every weekend, and you can find them, like you talked about, online. But we thought for the first time this coming year, 2016, we should have an event that's focused with a faith-based group.
Cool.
And we partnered with the KPRZ. We're glad to have your support.
Yep.
And we want to have a group, and we have a Navy chaplain's going to be on board. We have some special customized activities for this group, and it's going to be a real special night on April the 22nd.
All right, so now April 22nd. So here's something I want to say. If you're, again, a youth, let's say you're a youth pastor, youth minister, and let's say your group is not as large as you would think. That don't get in touch with Robert Johnson and tell him. Because if we have two groups of 10, we can put you together.
Exactly.
I mean, we can put people together and make it happen. If you're like, well, Dave, we only got like 7 people. Don't worry about it. Get a hold of Robert. Let's put something together. Because what we want to do is we want to almost fill the boat. Because I know after this kind of event, you're like going home going, I'm going to bed. I'll see you later. Right?
That's right.
Now, let's just understand a couple of things. We got about 2 minutes and we're going to have to break. But let's just understand. What are some of the things that they'll do once they're on the boat? So the museum closes at 5. They get on the boat around 5-ish?
Yes. We come on board as the museum closes. And we're getting organized. I'm going to divide them into Midway squadrons. These are actual squadrons that actually flew off the Midway. They'll get little wristbands. They'll know who the new adopted squadron is. And then we're going to have dinner in the galley where the enlisted men had their meals. And then we're going to go on a reconnaissance mission on the ship. We're going to look for some Midway facts. We have a little path through around. You have to fill out an intelligence report, turn it in to the officer, and we'll see if you can glean some Midway facts. And then we're going to start our behind-the-scenes tours. The things we're going to show the guests and the families is what goes behind. The public never gets to see these areas. And we'll tell the story of the ship, but they get to see some really fun things.
Wow.
And that's going to last until north of 10 o'clock. So it's also that's going to include flight deck night operations. You get to explore the flight deck under the stars in San Diego. What a view up there from that flight deck.
That's fantastic. All right, so here's what I'm going to tell you. This is what I want you to catch. I want you to catch this right now. It's simple. Midway.org. Now, anybody can do this. Watch it. MIDWAY.org. Midway.org. You can reach them at 619-544-9600. 619-544-9600. What we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back, get some more information, because, Robert, you're doing a fantastic job. And USS Midway Museum and the overnight opportunity, incredible. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Chris George, General Manager of Subaru Mazda of El Cajon. Tell us about the Subaru Mazda of El Cajon customer experience.
When you come to the dealership, you know, it's like welcoming somebody into your home. We're going to offer you some coffee or some water. You want the place clean. I want the men to open doors for women. That's how I teach my boys, and that's what I do for my wife. That's our goal, is to develop a relationship with people. You get to know who we are by the people you meet.
Go to Subaru Mazda of El Cajon today and get a free tire rotation, brake inspection, and alignment quick check.
From Washington, D.C., it's the Cal Thomas Commentary. And now here is America's number one syndicated columnist, Cal Thomas.
Is it fair to bring up Bill Clinton's past and possibly present when it comes to his numerous adulterous behavior? Well, Donald Trump says it is if Hillary Clinton is going to accuse Trump of being sexist. A lot of people have been born since the 1990s and have no memory of Bill's escapades, but the issue is about Hillary's treatment of women as much as Bill's. She was the cover-up artist who hired Betsy Wright to control what she called bimbo eruptions. She trashed the women who complained that Bill Clinton had raped or sexually harassed them. Now she says a woman making such claims should be taken seriously. She did not practice what she preached when it came to her husband and their joint career. So, yes, it is a legitimate issue because it gets to the heart of her sincerity and her own treatment of women. Bill Clinton was asked about his behavior and this issue during a stop in New Hampshire. He was so flustered he didn't know how to answer. Polls show Hillary is unlikable and many don't trust her. Resurrecting her and Bill's treatment of women won't improve her numbers. I'm Cal Thomas in Washington.
For a free copy of today's commentary and other information, visit calthomas.com or send a written request mentioning the date and subject to Values Through Media, Post Office Box 7065, Arlington, Virginia, 22207. Tax-deductible gifts support these commentaries and are appreciated. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is...
This is Albert Moeller for townhall.com. 2015 comes to a close, as most years do, with barely enough time to look back, even as we look ahead. It was, in so many evil ways, the year of terrorism, with murderous strikes by the Islamic State in Paris and by friends of ISIS in San Bernardino. These were but a few among the many sites of terror this past year in a war that seems to be without end. A massive migrant and refugee crisis presented Europe with one of its greatest challenges since World War II. The presidential campaign is well underway, with virtually no surprise in the Democratic race and nothing but surprise in the Republican race. The Supreme Court redefined marriage by decree. Americans were spellbound by a prison break in New York, and Bruce Jenner made news in a whole new way, and not on a Wheaties box. May 2016 be a year of better headlines, especially for you and your family. Happy New Year from Salem Media Group. I'm Albert Moeller.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I'd say sunny San Diego, California, but that probably would not be appropriate at this particular time. The weather service elements have calmed down somewhat. That does not mean that you, I, or anybody else should be foolish about how we behave or how we respond to weather or weather extremes. A little bit of common sense goes a long way. But for everybody who was out there who's maybe trembling, tremble a little less. Lord hath thus far given us yet another day to go forward. For if you'd like to, you're welcome to reach us. DavidSpoon at KPRZ.com is the email. That's the easiest way to get in touch with us. We're hanging out with Robert Johnson from the USS Midway Museum, doing a fantastic job talking about the fact that they have youth programs that are that have opportunities for youth groups to go on board the USS Midway, spend the night, and have tremendous amount of activities, as well as tremendous amount of teachabilities, which will give people the opportunity to understand the connection between faith and between the honor of serving, which is especially in San Diego. You have to like go, yes, that gets a stamp. What, from your experience, Robert, what would you say is some of the most common reactions, like once, let's say a youth group goes on the ship and they go through the experience, they come up, like you probably get feedback to some degree. What's like some of the, like, what are some of the reactions? Are they like, no idea? I mean, like, how do people respond?
It's amazing how little people know when they come on board and how much they know and appreciate when they leave.
Ah, excellent.
And we encourage and ask for feedback. We give a little debrief for them. They can fill out the form. And it's amazing how they lean on us and say, I had no idea. Imagine my uncle, my cousin, or my son is in the Navy, and now I see a little bit about what they might be going through. And just an amazing. The little thing about sleeping in the rack, sleeping in the bunks, they're not very big, David. These are the enlisted berthings. And they come out and they say, wow, guys do this? And not only do they do that, they do it for, you know, months and months at a time. And it's an amazing, and they walk away with a new appreciation a lot of times.
That's awesome. Okay, that's an awesome element right there. Do the kids get to have an opportunity for Q&A?
Absolutely. Every chat station, we stop and we tell them what goes on here, but we tell them what's fun about this and what can learn about this and how does this coordinate with the bigger picture to make a big city at sea operate. And so they see the teamwork element going on, and they ask questions about it. And it's amazing. Some of the little guys will ask some of the most, you know, intuitive questions. Yeah, I didn't know you were listening. How'd you think of that element? So it's amazing how what their little observations are. They're smarter than you think they are.
Yeah, and that's cool because that tells you that kids are they're listening attentively, and you don't even know it. That's kind of a cool element. All right, so a couple things I want people to recognize. Midway.org. Now, if they go to midway.org, is there a button or is there something that they can click on that gives them the understanding for youth programs and the overnight experience?
Yes, there is. On our website, at the very top, it'll say youth programs, little icon. You push your clicker on that. It'll open up a little menu there on the left-hand side of the page. Come down to youth programs there, and you'll see the family ministry is there, the overnight program there, the family overnight. All the programs we have are all available right there online.
Perfect. All right, so that's what I want people to do. Go to midway.org. And then you click on the link and you click on the overnights, you click on the different programs, the youth programs, you'll be like, what? Because there's a lot to do. I do want to let you know the phone number is 619-544-9600. but we are going to do one little thing because Robert was not sure when he walked in. He said, well, did we talk about price? So the price from 2015 and the price 2016 is different, but you're going to change that. Talk to me about that.
A little bit. The price is already discounted for our youth. Normally, for the overnight program for the public that we do once a year for the families, it's $125. If you're a member of the museum, it's $100. But for youth programs, it was last year $85. This year it's gone up to $95. We'd like to, just for this family ministry event, grandfather the price back to $85 for anybody of your listeners that want to come on board and join us for the family ministry overnight. Let's grandfather it to last year's price.
So instead of having to be concerned that you have to spend extra going into 2016, it's about the only thing I'm aware of, healthcare, that is going the other way in price.
Yes.
And this gives you an opportunity for $85 a person, which will give you a full night, full experience that will be life-changing. And that's fair to say, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So cool. I mean, it's just great stuff. Here's what I'm going to tell people. Midway.org. Midway.org. 619-544-9600. This is for youth groups. Now, keep in mind that there's family overnights. There's youth groups. There's all these different opportunities, as well as you can just go down and see the USS Midway Museum anytime.
Any day.
Anytime. That's what you want to be able to do. Tremendous job. Excellent work. I really appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
I'm a long way together. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.